Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stand. Manchester United 0, Wolves 1. And I've got to say, the overreaction from some of our fans is so spoilt. I mean, you get delivered an absolutely epic game on Thursday night and everyone's like really excited. You lose a game to a free kick 1-0 to Wolves on a Sunday with your reserves and everybody's in... I feel sorry for some of our fans. They're so bloody miserable. They're so spoilt. There is no context. It's win a game, happy, happy. Lose a game, it's the end of the world. There is so much context in these games. Like, we've got Bruno Fernandes not starting. Like, that never happens. We're clearly managing minutes. We're clearly giving a couple of kids a game. We're clearly using our reserves. We're playing a Wolves side that's very good, that have won their last four Premier League games in a row. And I can't get my head around whether it's a generational thing, whether it's a toxic thing. Whatever this minority thing is in our fan base, is it, I want to say I told you so because I said, these people have said Amrim out. I don't get what it is. Because there seems to be absolutely no context at all in the result here. It's like we've lost to Wolves. It's bloody embarrassing. Moan, slag this player off, slag the manager off. And I'm like, come on. You know, you can't have the rainbow without the rain. And the effort that went in on Thursday night, was always going to have an impact on Thursday, on Sunday. The unlucky thing for me is we could have easily made the changes we've made today and Wolves could have rocked up, dominated us and beaten us 3-0. That could have happened. I don't think it was beyond the realms of possibility. What actually happened is we were better than Wolves. We should have won and we lose because of a really good free kick. And that's it. They created hardly anything. They just got a free kick on the edge of the box because Eriksen made a mistake. Really good free kick and we should have won the game. Like, we should have won the game. Again, yet again, I'm tired of saying this, Amorim coached a win and the players masterminded a loss. And, you know, this is going to happen. Eriksen won't be here next year. Lindelof won't be here next year. And even with them, even not playing the likes of Casemiro, Harry Maguire at all, Bruno coming on for half an hour, Dalot coming on for half an hour, we still managed to lose a game we shouldn't have lost. So do your player ratings, mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. I hope some of these players get good player ratings because I think they deserved it. For example, I thought Amas was absolutely perfect at left back. I thought Mazraoui played well. I thought Ugarte played well before he came off. I thought Garnacho today deserves praise because he gets criticism quite rightly for being a bit selfish at times. Today he wasn't. And he should have had 3 assists. Rasmus should have got one on the back post. Bruno should have scored from the cutback. Mason Mount should have scored. We created the better chances. We played well. And we're unlucky, in my opinion. Am I stressed? No. Am I worried about how many games we've lost in the Premier League? Yes. We've still got to go to Bournemouth next week. Brentford. We've got to go to Chelsea. I mean, there's another 3 losses easily for this United side. And our other games are West Ham and Villa at home, and Villa will want to beat us as well. I mean, we could lose another 4 games. We could lose 5 games. The question is that important to you, or are you going to focus on the Europa League? Because I think there are people in the fan base like me who don't like losing, but can see the context and know where the focus is. And there's other people in the fan base who want to take Thursday night and be happy about that, but want to take today and scream and shout about it. And it doesn't make any sense. You're either on board and excited about the Europa League and you're going to see the context of the Premier League, or you're going to get really angry about Premier League games and start shouting stuff that doesn't make sense. But then you'll be all happy with us in the Europa League on Thursday night. There's something weird going on. I can only explain my point of view. Maybe you can explain yours, but I just don't care about today. I don't care enough about today to let it ruin what I witnessed on Thursday night, which was the first team producing a miraculous result to keep the season alive. And I don't really care if we finish 14th, 15th, 16th or 17th. It's bloody embarrassing anyway. And there has to be a review into why that's happened. And I personally think the blame lies with Berada and Sir Jim and Brailsford and everybody else. I don't think it lies with Amrin. So, you know, I don't really care where we finish in the league. I think it's disgusting. We're going to smash our worst ever Premier League points total by a very long way. But what Amrin can do is win the Europa League, and that's the focus. So I don't really get why people think screaming and shouting about losing to Wolves, unluckily, is going to help us beat Bilbao. And what makes me laugh is that to beat Wolves today, you've probably got to pick the first team. And if you pick the first team and two or three people get injured, people will go, don't care about Wolves. It's just full of contradiction. It's full of contradiction. He's got to play the reserves today. He plays the reserves today. We should have won. We didn't win. We were a bit unlucky, and people want to act like the world's over. And I just don't get that. I really, really don't. Taking the positives from the game, obviously, I think Fredriksen and Amas playing in the defence, and the defence played really, really well, is a positive. Lindelof being in there and doing well is a positive. As I said, I thought Dorgu did well in the first half. Mazraoui was very good. Onana had nothing to do, apart from pick out a very good free kick, which at first I thought he should have saved, but in reality, in fairness, he couldn't. Ugarte did well. But look, if you want to know where the game went wrong, you take Ugarte off, you bring Bruno on, and your midfield is Bruno Fernandes and Christian Eriksen. No one's doing that. No one's doing that unless they have to do that, and he has to do that. Ugarte played 70 minutes on Thursday and can't be risked for 90 minutes. You can't bring Casemiro on. Mainoo's already on and needs coming off because he's managing minutes. We haven't got anybody to play in the midfield. Mason Mount, to me, comes on and was rubbish on Thursday, was rubbish against Newcastle and was rubbish today. Eriksen was rubbish against Newcastle and was rubbish today. So you sort of play the game and then you've sort of got to make subs that might weaken you. And it did weaken us. The midfield wasn't very good. I thought Garnacho played well. But look, the stats are there. We had more of the ball. We had more chances. We defended well. We gave a stupid free kick away. And you can do that. You can do that. And where that free kick is, he scores it. And we lose. Simple as that. I feel bad for Obi. People talk about get Obi on, because Rasmus did miss a very good chance. But he comes on, he has a bit of link-up play, and every time I see him come on, he doesn't get a chance. He just doesn't get a chance. We created nothing for him. And that's just unfortunate. I think, we had the chances to get at least a point from that game. And unfortunately, they fell to Mount and Bruno late on. I wish they'd fell to Obi because I think he probably would have scored it. But it wasn't to be. It's unlucky. The Premier League is a bloody nightmare and nothing's going to change that. And I do worry about going to Bournemouth next week. And I do worry about the Brentford game in between. But if you are somebody that's getting stressed about that Wolves result and it's bothering you, what is it that's bothering you about it? That's what I would say. Are you actually going to start questioning Amrin? I mean, is that actually something that you want to do? A manager that's been brought in with no preseason and no transfers, you really want to go in on him? You've just got to put it down to the fact that it's a horrific season where there is a glimmer of hope in the Europa League. And I'll tell you what, I'll say it right now. We're going to go to Brentford away and we're going to get beat because we're going to have to do this again. Like, listen to the manager. He said it after Thursday. We're going to use kids in the Premier League and focus on the Europa League. So we do it, we lose, and people want to go, oh, it's not, oh, what? What? Like, he's literally doing what he said he's going to do. And against Brentford, he's going to have to do it again. We can't go to Brentford in between Athletic Club and play properly. We've got to do this. It's not nice. It's not nice. And the squad isn't good enough. And the players aren't good enough. But Eriksen and Lindelof won't be here next season. That's two players who played 90 minutes. Mason Mount, somebody in the live chat on the watch along said this: who's worse, Alexis Sanchez or Mason Mount? And I read it and I went, hold on a minute.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
There's a point here. He's barely played for 2 years. He wears the number 7 shirt. Is Sanchez worse than Mount in a Man United number 7 shirt? That's scary. That's scary that that's a conversation. So there are issues in that team that need to be solved in the summer. And look, maybe Mason Mount needs football, but like, is he good? You know, why didn't he start today? He's been back fit for a long time. So look, there's a lot of problems that aren't going to get solved. But I do genuinely think the setup of the team was fine, but we don't score the goals. Wolves score one goal. And if you're playing against a team that can't score, you only need one. And I think that's what happens. Sulai says, all I can say is we better win the Europa League, which is true. Deluded Mark, talking crap again, says HMFMC. That's absolutely fine, mate, but you've not told me why I'm talking crap, so you're talking crap. We know that the league is lost, but the fact that we could have won every single game we lost the last week make it more frustrating. I mean, if you're frustrated about it, mate, that's fine. I'm still enjoying what we did on Thursday. Everyone saying Amrim out, a bunch of prats, absolutely nothing going through your heads. It's Salian. Amas and Yarrow are looking at a bright future here, says United Sat. I'm so tired with losing in the Premier League. If we bring Delap, it's like Hoyland times two, says John. Torn between thinking Europa is all that matters, but it's embarrassing people are paying to watch this and it's unacceptable writing Premier League games off. We didn't write the Premier... I mean, Aldo, with all due respect, we lost the game and we were unlucky. If you watch the game, we were unlucky. They're not writing the game off. We should have won the game. This is not 4-1 to Newcastle. Like, I don't think some of you watched it. That's all I'm going to say. I think we played better when Bruno and Mount came on. I think we played worse. The ref seemed close with Wolves players, says It's Cyan. The only one that masterminded, I'm not reading that. Two new kids we can trust. Tolerable result, says Keel. Even though it was a weaker team, it's still a joke. Going to finish fourth from bottom. It's embarrassing, says Matthew. A slap back to reality after the amazing finish on Thursday. Only if you let it. If that's a slap back to reality, then I pity you. I don't think it's a slap back to reality at all. I'm still massively elated by what happened on Thursday. I don't think today really makes any difference to me at all. We played the reserves and we lost 1-0 to a good free kick. I really don't feel negative. And if you do, that's fine, but I don't. So, sorry, I just don't. And as I said, I would say it to any United fan. I'd say it to any ex-player. I'd say it to any ranter. I'd say it to any moaner. The bottom line is, I knew in the preview we were playing a good Wolves team. I knew it in the preview. I found it hard to see what the team would be. I knew we were playing the reserves. I knew we were going to play some kids. It's the Premier League. You're up against good teams and you're changing your team. You're playing kids. We lost 1-0 to a good free kick. I'll take that. I don't want to lose, but I'll take that. It's not a shock to me, is what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and fake, it's time to worry about this. Time to worry about Amrim. I honestly don't get that context. I really, really don't. Right, I'm going to do the player ratings. Mark, every player out of 10, 6 being the average. This is going to be interesting because people are acting like we've just lost the bloody World Cup final. Anana is 6 for me today. I was critical in real time on the free kick because it looked like he was diving in slow-mo. But when you watch it, unless a really good ex-goalkeeper is going to tell me he's made a mistake, I think it's a good free kick, and therefore he's had nothing to do. A very quiet game, apart from a very good free kick. So I thought six. I thought it was an average performance. Mazraoui, 6.5. I thought he played well. I mean, look, again, I think some of these scores are being dictated to by the negativity of losing. But defensively, Wolves did nothing. So the defence obviously did its job. The free kick was caused by a midfielder, and then it was a very good free kick. Defensively, I think they only had two shots on target. One was the free kick. So one shot on target with reserves, I think the defence did a good job, and Mazraoui was very good. Lindelof, look, six. I don't think, again, a bit like Onana, didn't really do anything wrong, doesn't fill me with confidence, but I'd give him a six. Fredriksen, for a first game, I've got to give him a seven. I think to come in and make your debut against a good Wolves side and not give them a sniff, I thought it was a very, very composed performance, and yeah, he should be very proud of himself. And as I said, unlucky. I think he's unlucky to be, and it's horrible when you make your debut like that, to be on the end of a loss, because, you know, you want to remember your first game, you want to be part of something, and a clean sheet and a draw would have been what he deserved, but you don't always get what you deserve in football. But I'd give him a seven. Dorgu, 6.5. I thought he did well. Yeah, obviously picked up a yellow card, playing at right wing back, put some good crosses in. Maybe a 6.5 might be a bit high, but certainly not below a 6 for me. 5.8 is probably not too bad, really. Ugarte, yeah, I mean, I thought he played really well. Best player on the pitch in the first 20 minutes. 6.5, obviously brought off to manage minutes, but again, another good performance from Ugarte. And we missed, when he came off, we missed him because we had no midfield again. Bruno and Eriksen are not midfielders. We gave up the midfield, really, and ultimately it ended up with them breaking and scoring and conceding the free kick and the goal. We were much better defensively with Ugarte on the pitch, but, you know, what can you do? We have to manage the minutes. We haven't got anybody else. Eriksen, 5.5. I was going to go 5, but, you know, he's going in the summer. He clearly can't deal with the Premier League anymore. Been a brilliant player, had a great career, but it's just what happens. He's just not got the legs anymore. I think pretty much since that Andy Carroll tackle, he's never quite been the same. And yeah, I don't think he had a good game. But, you know, there we go. Amas, 7.5. I don't know what he did wrong. Like, he played 90 minutes. His energy was unreal. Put some good crosses in. Was physical. Passing was good. I mean, it was like watching Luke Shaw 4 years ago. I thought he played brilliant. He's my man of the match. I thought, I think that people have spoken about Amas and potential, but I think today he can be really proud of himself, because that's not Wolves reserves. That's a Wolves team that, all right, it's coming towards the end of the season and they're safe, but they've won 5 Premier League wins in a row now. They're a good side, and we shut them down, and he basically ran the left-hand side at times with Garnacho. So I think he did really well. If we'd have look, put it this way. If Bruno and that Mount had scored those cutbacks and we'd won 2-1, people wouldn't shut up about him. What's it got to do with him? It's not his fault people haven't taken their chances. He's done his job today. He shouldn't get a lower score for it because of it. I know you want Cunha, but the other day you said you want silver-starter player and Cunha is more of a 9. I think Cherky would suit what we need better, creative and agile, says Ethan. Thanks for your super chat. I want Cunha. Can we talk about Fredriksen? What a debut. Done that, Franco. Back to reality in terms of the Amrim out lot. I just ignored him. End of the day, it's whether you care about losing 9 million or 90 million, says Deadeye. And frustrated because B team still had a draw, A team lost it. The reserves were better. We were better until the subs. You know, that treble substitution of Bruno, Dalot and Mount, that's when it went wrong. At 70 minutes, we were fine. And then the last 20 minutes, it went wrong. Like, we were better before the subs, but we had to make the subs. It's like a Sunday league team, but with fitter players, says Tabo. Thank you very much. Okay, Garnacho, to me, I thought was a 7 today. I mean, maybe some people might say that's a bit generous, but you know what? I like Garnacho. And I was very critical of Garnacho after this a few times recently, but certainly after Lyon, I just think he was being so selfish on the ball. And today, obviously, that chat's been had with with Amorim, and he could have had 3 assists today. Like, I can't praise him enough. Like, that's his performance today. He should have had 3 assists. Like, that's exactly what we want from a player in that position. And it's so important that positivity gets fed back, because if he can do that in the Europa League and he keeps doing that, that's exactly what we need from him. So I thought he played really well today. Mainu, just a bit 6. Yeah, just a bit looking like a player that's coming back from injury. I don't think he's a 10. I don't think he's a 10. I think he can do things in that position, but I don't think he's a 10. I think I'd like to, if he could have played 90 minutes, I'd have put him where Ugarte was for the last half an hour, but obviously he can't. Rasmus is a 5. Again, some good bits, but I feel you've got to get on the end of that cross from Garnacho, and it's 0-0 at that point. And, you know, that's what a striker is. There isn't a lot of service in a Man United shirt for the last 5 years, and there was nothing for Obi, but there was service today, and you've got to get on the end of it. And that's the difference. That's the fine lines. Like, that was a good cross, and I don't think you can say, oh, he was close. That's the difference between being a striker in the Premier League and not. You've got to get on the end of that. You've got to be going into the goal with the ball. Yeah, there's not a lot more to say, is there? Dalot, 6. Bruno, 6. I'd actually say 5 for Mount. I thought he was poor again when he came on.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Yeah, we it's good that he's staying fit, but we need more from it. Obi, I'd give him a 6. Couple of bits of link-up play, but I think it's hard to, you know, do something when you're not really getting anything. Yoro, 6, and then Amorim. I think with Amorim today. Again, I just seem to keep saying this. He coached a win and we masterminded a loss. And how many times do we keep saying that? I mean, we even said it against on Thursday in normal time. We coached a win and we had to go to extra time. We just, obviously there's a mentality issue. Obviously there's a tactical issue. I get all of that, but it's so glaringly obvious to me that we've got a manager that coaches wins and a team that masterminds losses. So give the manager the right players and we will be fine. Because anybody who watches the United Stand will know, I've said this so many times, he's coached a win and we've not won. So if he's coaching a win, then it has to be down to players that we're not winning. So if you give him better players, we'll get more wins. It's like, there was a brilliant question on the watch along. Is this the worst Man United side you've seen? And I said, look, this doesn't stand up to scrutiny because this is our worst ever Premier League season by a very, 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 very long way. But honestly, the team in the last 2 months under Rangnick was disgusting to watch. This team's better, but that team got more points. But that sort of makes sense. I think we've lost so many games we shouldn't have lost. We've drawn games we should have won. Like, I just think so many times we get unlucky or we let ourselves down. We've just got to give him better players. He's got to get better players this summer and the results will improve. I don't think we're going to be anywhere near top four, though. I don't think we're going to be anywhere near top six, but we certainly will get better. And somehow I choose Thursday over this, because Thursday was go for it with everything we've got, and today was try and get a result with our reserves. And Thursday we did get a result, and today we didn't. And I choose positive because if we're negative, we have a role to play as fans in what might happen in the Europa League. And I don't want to be responsible for that. I don't want to be a negative influence around that. You know, I want Garnacho to get good feedback because I think he passed the ball. I want the team to know that it's not acceptable to lose, but we expected it because we've got to win that Europa League. And what I will concede is that if we don't win the Europa League, then we will. If we don't win the Europa League, then the shit's going to hit the fan. You know, it's absolutely going to hit the fan. If we don't win the Europa League, it's going to hit the fan. But that, whilst that's a possibility, I've got to be honest, I don't massively care. There are a lot of things to discuss about individual players, about who needs to be brought in and who needs to be sold. But I think some fans are like me. We're on the front line fighting for the Europa League. I'm not looking behind me at the Premier League. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the Europa League. United Star says we can't win the Europa League with Rasmus up front. Well, we're not winning the Europa League then, are we? Because we haven't got anyone else. Look, I'm sure the chat will be full of, why don't you go in on Rasmus? Why don't you do this? Why don't you that? Because I'm not going in on Onana. I'm not going in on anybody because I'm a Man United fan. I loved Thursday night and I'm not being responsible and negative about this team whilst we're still in the Europa League. It's all we got. And I'm behind the team and I'm behind the manager. And if that annoys you, well, that's on you, because I am not going to overreact to this when it was the reserves and start being detrimentally damaging to the thing that matters. And maybe we've got a lot of trolls in the chat, or maybe we've just got a lot of toxic fans, but I don't feel it. I don't feel your negativity. I don't feel it at all. I'm going to go and have a lovely lamb lunch. I'm going to have a glass of red wine and I'm going to have a bit of Easter egg. And tomorrow is another day and we'll work on with that. But I genuinely don't feel negative. I don't feel bothered. I'm really not bothered. And you can talk about standards, but if you want to talk about standards, I'll talk about the team that he picked. I'll talk about the subs he had to make. I don't identify that as United's best team, but I do think it was Wolves' best team. So I'm not that bothered. Thanks everybody for watching. Get over to the fan forum. I think not bothered might be good words. You know, Catherine Tate, face, bothered. I'm not bothered. Who was man of the match? Good point. I would hate to have missed that. Amrin gets a 7 for me. 6. Okay, can I just before I do man of the match, on what planet do you justify a 6? Like, on what? Why are you criticising and blaming the manager for the shit show he has to deal with? He can't pick his best team. He's got to make subs. He can't start people like Bruno. He has to take Ugarte off after 70 minutes. I mean, that was managing by laptop. Like, it's literally, you can't pick your best players. And we still should have won. And we lose because people can't finish and Eriksen makes a foul. But apparently, this is the manager's fault. Madness. Absolute madness. 49% for Amas. Interestingly enough, 27% for Garnacho. I'll take that. Well done to Amas. Look, take the positives. These young kids were fantastic today. Well done to them. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Absolute legends. Well done for getting through today. It's been an inconvenience, I know, for some. But look, tomorrow's another day. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Take care. Smash a like on the video. Absolute legends, as usual. And trust me, it's not that deep. It doesn't matter. There's bigger battles to fight. And today, I don't really care if you finish 14th, 15th, 16th or 17th. It's going to be a crap season. It's Europa League or bust. And today was nothing to do with Europa League. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Speak to you in a bit.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.